This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. The mayor of Tehran directed all city-owned 1,500 billboards fitted out with copies of famous works of art, including many by prominent Western artists. Two of the nation's biggest banks will finally put to rest the zombies of consumer debt, bills that are still alive on credit reports, although legally eliminated in bankruptcy, providing potential relief to more than a million Americans. Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase have agreed to update borrowers' credit reports in the next 3 months to reflect that the debts were extinguished. By one estimate, Uber rides accounted for 47% of all expense rides in major American cities as of this March, up from just 14% in January 2014. The Justice Department will investigate whether the Baltimore Police Department engaged in a pattern of unconstitutional policing. Guy Carawan, with his performance of We Shall Overcome at the first meeting of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in 1960, turned the song We Shall Overcome into a national anthem. He was a musical director at the Highlander Center in Tennessee for decades. He passed away recently at 87. Google has announced that it is expanding its broadband service to more than 30 additional cities, including Charlotte, Atlanta, and others. Conservative tricked the pollsters and carried enough seats in the UK election to form a government without help from smaller parties. 37 new rules in 11 states are part of a strategy accelerated by abortion opponents in 2011, when provisions restricting abortion access began sweeping state legislatures. More than 200 such laws have passed in the last 4 years, with Louisiana, Mississippi, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas leading the charge, according to Americans United for Life, an anti-abortion legal group. This year, more than 300 regulations were proposed in 45 states. Roughly 11,000 people on average are expected to turn 65 every day for the next 15 years, according to the Social Security Administration. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.